This is Cynthia Valoric interviewing Jimmy Luters for the Archives of American Art for the Smithsonian on November 14th, 1990, at the artist's home. Good afternoon, Mr. Luters. Is your legal name Jim or Jimmy?
Jimmy. It's not James. I was born and raised in the South. They use strange names.
I see. Where exactly were you born?
Jacksonville, Florida, on July the 4th, 1927.
What were the family circumstances at the time of your birth?
Well, it was during the Depression. We were very poor, and my father decided he wanted to move into the country. We were living in Jacksonville, move the country and get a small farm and raise our own food, and that's what we did. And he was a general foreman for the Florida East Coast Railway, which was half a mile away, and he used to walk back and forth to work, and it was really like in the swamps of Florida.
So he simultaneously worked for the railroad and worked as a gentleman farmer, sort of
yes.
Speak?
We kids did most of the work, though.
I see. Were you going to school as well?
Yes.
Were you born in a hospital or at home?
At home.
Okay. And do you have any brothers or sisters?
I have a twin brother and a younger brother and three sisters.
So a fairly large family.
Yes.
And did your mother work outside the home or outside the farm?
No.
Did she work on the farm as well?
Yes.
Did your family move from Jacksonville at any time during your youth?
No.
So you were there until what age, approximately?
Well, I went to high school there. This was in, I graduated high school in 45, and of course the war came along and I went into the Navy. Must have been 45.
Before you went to the Navy, I'd like to get back a little bit to your very early childhood years. Was there in your home any interest whatsoever in the visual arts?
None. None at all. I had an older sister who was a little interested. She was more artistic than any of the others. And certainly my parents were not interested in, in my artistic endeavor at all.
Were there any prints or posters or paintings in the house or any objects of art whatsoever?
None. Only some religious paintings, but not even the classic religious paintings. They were third-rate paintings by, as far as I know, unknown. I didn't know any of the, they weren't Raphael or Da Vinci or anything like in the Renaissance.
Let's talk about religion in your family. Was religion important?
It was very important. My mother was almost fanatical. She was a Southern Baptist, and she raised all of us children Southern Baptists, and my father also. They were very strict disciplinarians, and it was a pretty rough childhood having a parent like that. And today they would probably be considered child abusers, or my father was a very strict disciplinarian. I mean, he used to, he called it spanking, I call it beatings. Mm-hmm. And they were beatings.